Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, well, celebration. Speaking of celebration, and it is the 3 o'clock hour now, has anyone seen anything regarding some sort of celebration for Inter Miami? You know, I asked this. We had Whittingham on Friday talking about the MLS championship, and I said, would there be a parade? And he said, yeah, there'd be a parade. And then I said, are you sure it would be a parade? Wouldn't it be like an on-site, maybe stadium-style celebration? Has anyone seen anything about a celebration for Inter Miami's championship?
Nope.
I haven't saw a thing.
Interesting.
No,
right?
I don't believe there's going to be a parade. We were talking about it today at heat
there
practice.
Definitely will not be a parade. You pointed out that there was nobody on Calle Ocho. There was nobody, you know, like on Saturday, you'd think that there were some, you know, spontaneous celebrations the way that we've had for the Heat before, the way that we've had for the Panthers before. You know, they always send the TV crew to La Carreta or Calle Ocho or wherever, outside Sawgrass Mills Mall, if it's the Panthers. There didn't seem to be any spontaneous celebrations around, and now there's no chance there's a parade. I mean, zero, because I don't think you could get enough people to line the streets. But don't you think a celebration somewhere is in order?
I just want to correct one thing there, though, Hawk, because there were spontaneous celebrations, maybe that didn't get the type of coverage that a parade, not a parade, but like people with pots and pans down Calle Ocho next to Cafe Versailles would get. But there were like watch parties, some pubs, people in different areas, you know, together celebrating, because I saw a video. And then even after, I saw Inter Miami, like Beckham in a conga line celebrating with the team. Like, there was stuff, but
it was a subdued conga line.
It was a subdued conga line.
I've seen championship parties before and championship conga lines. That was a subdued conga line. Leo Messi looked like he was just trying to find a bathroom that got in the wrong line.
So those were people's houses. Those weren't parties.
No,
people hanging out.
They were out.
Tio and Tia.
They were out. But you're right. Like there was. I didn't see any video of anybody with pots and pans. And yeah. Hawk, I wonder if Inter Miami, because a parade, would it draw a crowd? I don't think they can risk throwing a legitimate parade anywhere. Commercial Boulevard, downtown Miami.
Because here's the thing. You could throw a one block parade because you know you'd have enough people there. But that in itself is silly to have one block because everyone would know. Well, the reason that this parade goes for one block is because they want all the people in one area. So the way you have to do it is a celebration, and I would imagine you do it at Chase Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But are...
That would be the way to go.
Are you going to get 20, 25,000 people to show up at Chase Stadium?
But now you can invite... You can invite the ticket season ticket holders. You can invite anybody on your list that have bought tickets. You have a built-in fan base that knows exactly where to be. Just tell them down Commercial Drive, man. I don't know if that's going to work there, brother.
Well, no joke. Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba, Leo Messi, Luis Suarez, the four guys people really want to see, you think they have any interest in sticking around in Miami over the next week to go back to Chase Stadium to take pictures and to have people celebrate with them? I'm asking honestly, because I don't think Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba, Leo Messi, Luis Suarez have any interest in some sort of parade for an MLS title. By the way,
not poo-pooing the championship, Solana and I were both there. We had the best time. It was electric in that stadium. It was electric when they won. It was, every goal was electric. Like, we had the best time.
Oh, yeah.
I just haven't seen the kind of celebration spontaneously that we've seen with other championships.
Because the fan base isn't that large. And I'm not, like you said, I'm no way, shape, or form trying to badmouth a championship. That's amazing what they did. What was it, 5 years, 6 years? Like, it's crazy what they've done so fast. There's no grandpas out there saying, I've been waiting for the Dolphins to win since the 70s. There's no aunties, uncles. There's none of those people. I think most of Inter Miami's fans are a lot younger, and there's, like you're saying, it's 20,000 max, and they don't fill that stadium that often.
I really think what's at play here is the Inter Miami brand is global. The MLS brand is right now not big enough to garner the type of attention you'd need to throw a parade, and the Inter Miami brand is global because of Leo Messi. People watch the game because they wanted to see whether or not Messi would win, but they have no emotional attachment to La Rosa y Negra, the Inter Miami brand, which sucks. But I just think it's the reality.
But I think it will continue to grow, especially with a new stadium coming off the heels of a championship. Like, I think that will continue to grow, but I don't think you could risk doing a parade because I just don't think the attendance would be there.
Hawk, the reality is Miami with the greatest player of all time and three other legitimate soccer legends. Legends. I'm not talking about, like, good players. These guys are legends in Barcelona. Just won a title in South Florida and, you know, people are talking about Tua and the Jets and the college football playoff today. It just is what it is.
We did this when JT was, like, at the top of his game early in my career, 05, 06, 07. If Jason Taylor had a tent signing autographs and the other 50 guys had another tent, Jason Taylor's line would have been longer than the other 50.
Combined.
I think that might be Lionel Messi's thing, too. And no doubt. Brings a tent, and it's great to have him on your team, but I think people are Lionel Messi fans. Because I don't know Busquets. No doubt. I don't know. I know Lionel Messi for years. I've known his name. You bring up the other names, I've never heard of them before in my life.
But it's a shame because Jorge Mas had a vision, executed the vision, brought four legends here, brought the greatest player in the history of the game to Miami, to South Florida. Shout out Broward County for accepting this organization. They won a title in 3 years. They won a supporter shield. They've won a ton of cups. And then just locked up the title, there should be some sort of celebration, Hawk. There should be.
Yeah. You got to put like a concert around it. So you got to bring in an artist. I'm telling you, you want to fill Chase Stadium for a party. Make it a concert. Make sure Leo Messi's going to be there. Got to make sure Messi's going to be there. And, you know, David Beckham, let the Spice Girls, let them all reunite. Can they reunite? Can David Beckham... He's got Posh Spice is his wife, right, Victoria?
I believe
anyone?
So. I believe so.
I don't know.
Or just Sporting Spice.
Man, a good tequila tasting, free food, you know, throw a little festival together.
I'm in.
I don't think anyway, you guys
who's the guy on the boat.
It was fun, man. It was fun. We had
who's
a really
guys
good
on
time.
Those cars?
Let's do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Mike Cuno tweeted out the Dolphins last four games running the ball, 197 yards versus the Bills, 169 yards versus the Commanders, 164 yards versus the Saints, 239 yards versus the Jets. Mm. The first time since 1977, they've had four consecutive games of 150-plus rushing yards. This is a different team. Again, no context, not telling you about the opponents that they've faced or whatever, but this is a different team than we expected. This has been a different team than what we watched the past couple of seasons. Obviously, when Tyreek Hill is out, you're going to have to, I think, rely more on the run, which they have. When your quarterback has lost all his accuracy and has an inability to extend any play, you're going to have to rely more on the run. When you have Devon Achane, granted he went out injured yesterday, but when you have Devon Achane tearing up the league, you're going to rely more on the run. I mean, it all, again, it, you know, we talk about, oh, they've had a different approach. That what's happened this season has kind of dictated where they've ended up, but they are a running team. They are running successfully for the last four games.
And life forced their hand to do that. So all the variables you just brought up. But, yeah, with Tua not being able to throw it, there's only two offensive plays in football, and Tua's going for 149. There are pedestrian numbers on that side. I will give McDaniels credit for recognizing that and not being hard-headed and doing what works to score touchdowns and get first downs. I appreciate that. Don't think there's any longevity in it, to be honest, but I appreciate him winning some games with changing his approach to football.
You want to guess? Do you guys know what the line is? Next Monday night, Dolphins will be in Pittsburgh. Monday night football. You want to guess what the line is?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Steelers still favored low, 2.5.
Steelers coming off, I think, still an impressive victory. They shut down Lamar Jackson, made him look really bad. His stock is down. I'd say Steelers 4-point favorites.
Steelers 3.5. 3.5-point favorites. This is still, folks, as good as they've been playing, and I say that with a grain of salt because I didn't even think they played well against New Orleans. They were playing a quarterback who had barely played football, had never played football in the NFL yesterday in the Jets. I don't feel great about Monday night's game in Pittsburgh. It is a primetime game. It's Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. I just don't feel great about that game.
Yeah, and the positive thing is that the Bills ran the ball down the Steelers' throat the other week. So maybe our run game will work. I'm with you, Hawk, though. I'm not going to bet the Dolphins. I'll lay those points on the Steelers.
Well, you know what we are going to learn, though? Remember last week?
Down to 3, by the way. I'm just looking at the Hard Rock app. It's down to 3. Pittsburgh minus 3.
What we're going to learn is this team actually as physical as they claim to be right now, right? Like the identity, Mike McDaniel last week told us they've never been more physical over the past couple games since he's been here, and now they're running the football, another 200-plus yard game on the ground. We'll find out, like, okay, you want to talk about how your identity is being a physical running football team now? Go do it against Pittsburgh on Monday night on the road at Heinz Field or whatever.
As long as Achane is healthy.
Well, he's good. He's good. We got that update from Mike McDaniel He had an MRI. The MRI was negative, so any chance of him having a broken rib off the table. MRI revealed nothing serious, and he might not practice this week because he's going to need rest, but Achane says he feels good.
I am loading the box. I'm singling Joey Porter Jr. and Darius Slay and Ramsey on these receivers and making Tua beat me on Monday night. And I think that's what Mike Tomlin's going to do.
That's the recipe.
That's it. You just said the numbers. They're rushing for 200 yards a game. Let's keep that to 100 and see what happens.
Yeah. If there was somebody texts in, allow me to be a voice piece for MLS. Somebody texts in, Apple TV ruined the experience behind a paywall for locals. First of all, the MLS championship was on Fox. It was free TV. And secondly, Apple TV has done away with the MLS season pass. It is not behind a paywall. So if you have Apple TV, you can see all the MLS games. Like, they saw the error in their ways on that. So if that was hindering your ability to follow Inter Miami, fret no longer, texter. It's no longer behind a paywall and was on free TV.
Quick, I thought about this while we were talking about that too. Solana, you know more than us about this, far more than me. What's the other big cities? The New York City FC and the LAs, and could they have a parade? Is it Miami or is it just
LA,
MLS?
LA Galaxy, LAFC, their fan bases are massive, like legit massive.
But have they had championship parades? That's a great question.
I don't know if they've had parades. I don't know.
Who won last year's MLS championship?
LA Galaxy.
So they should have had a parade.
I think they just had like a celebration.
LA Galaxy announced today, so this is last year around championship time, that the MLS Cup champion celebration will be held tomorrow, Sunday, December 8th, at Dignity Health Sports Park's Legends Plaza. The rally is open to the public. Parking is free. DJ Vic One will provide musical entertainment.
I'm watching it right now. I'm watching video of it right now. They were kind of up on a stage in a park, and people got to come and listen to them talk and celebrate.
That's the way to do it.
Kind of like the Panthers doing it on a stage at the end of Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Right, after the parade.
Right, but instead of having them actually come down on a float, LA Galaxy was just there, which is cool.
Is it sticky? Because the plaza doesn't sound sticky.
Right, don't do it at a big park. Do it at a plaza.
Yeah, but like, you were looking at us a lot like, is there thousands of people there?
I don't know. I mean, it's camera people on the ground taking video, so you don't really
get
like
the Citadel. We've got a performance center. It holds 400.
So there's dozens of people there. Wow.
But I, no joke, I think what's complicated here for Inter Miami, and this is why there's been a struggle, I think, to really like maintain a core fan base. They're called Inter Miami. They rep Miami. They're constantly doing events in Miami, but they play in Fort Lauderdale. And there's some criticism about the fact that, hey, they're building that stadium down there and they're kind of isolating themselves from the people who have been going to the games, which is people in Broward County and even people in Palm Beach County. So I know there's that part of the fan base that feels kind of shunned right now by the organization. So I don't know, like, where would you do the parade or whatever, the celebration?
Yeah, but I think that's a ridiculous argument, because you're saying the Broward fans are going to now punish the team by not going to the celebration because they're angry the team's moving to Miami?
I'm not telling you that that's the case. I'm saying that if Inter Miami is going to do a celebration, it would make sense to do it in the city of Miami because they're called Inter Miami. But then if you do it in the city of Miami, you're kind of not, you know, embracing the city that's had you as a home for 5 years, which is up in Fort Lauderdale.
I don't know. I think people make too big a deal out of that. I mean, it's not, you know, one thing if you were playing the games in Palm Beach County and then did the celebration in Dade County, but Broward and Dade, I mean, if you like the team, you'll drive 12 minutes, but you won't drive 27 minutes.
And I would say I'm guaranteeing there's a lot of tickets sold to the Miami Heat from the Tri-County area.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Let's get headlines before. Oh, Chris Perkins coming up too. Let's do real quick headlines. I forgot Perk was coming up. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Whenever you want to bring up Riley Patterson's field goal from plus 50 yards, Hawk, you let me know. Okay? You just let me know.
I got to give it to you. Crowder. I got to give it to you. I have never rooted harder against someone making a field goal for the team that I'm rooting for than I did when he lined up from 53. I wanted it to be right on the money and fall 4 yards short. That was my dream scenario, that it was right down the middle and just fell in the end zone, like right at the front of the end zone. But he nailed it. He's making a great case for himself to replace Jason Sanders on this team. Mm-hmm. So I got to give Solana credit on Riley Patterson.
Was that a pressure kick?
Oh, so now you're moving the goalpost. Now you're moving the goalpost, I see. And by the way, the discussion internally is done. Jason Sanders, adieu.
Internally? What are you talking about? Between you and Tobin on Game Day Uncensored? What internal conversations are you privy to?
He talked to Champ.
I mean, no joke. What discussion do you have to have? Jason Sanders makes way more money. Riley Patterson, you can sign him next year for peanuts, because who else is going to sign Riley Patterson? I mean, come on.
But wait a second. You're reporting that the discussions internally are done? Oh, they made their decision on Riley Patterson?
First of all, if you take that as a report, shame on whoever you are, because I'm not reporting anything. I'm
you
just
said
telling
it,
you.
Matter of fact.
Well, I'm telling you, what more discussions do you need to have? Riley Patterson has had a phenomenal season, and Jason Sanders, I mean, great guy. Like, I'm not hating on Jason Sanders here, but see ya. Like, what more conversations need to be had?
Well, you're just saying that the internal conversations are done.
I just meant it as, I don't see how you could not bring back Riley Patterson next year when he's been.
No, the way to say that then is, I don't know how you couldn't bring back Riley Patterson next year, rather than reporting the internal conversations are done.
Well, 5 years ago, old Jason went was all pro, but yeah, he's a very good kicker. So you're gonna drop a proven kicker for now a kicker that's done 1 year. That would be the argument.
Riley Patterson has been money. Yeah, he's been money.
Young dudes take over for old guys all the time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be against either one of them, to be honest. Like, oh, Jason Sanders is gone.
No, he's shown me enough this year. He's shown me enough this year.
Are you effing kidding me? I'm going to drive to Davey right now and fight you. That was my point, Crowder, right there. What you just uttered.
Solana.
What you just said.
No.
I wouldn't really care which one. You know what? I don't care if it's Riley Patterson or Jason Sanders either. That's my point. Right there. Literally, right there. We did 5 hours on this, and you just brought it. You just made my point. Who cares which one it is? Who cares? Either one is fine.
No, you made that point when he was 3 for 3 from 18, 17, and 21. That's when you were saying,
no, he made that point when he was 0 for 0 and trying to find an NFL team to sign him. We've got at least data now where we go, okay, they're equal.
All right.
I've seen him make enough kicks now that I don't get scared when Patterson walks in.
However you guys want to twist it, you're going to do mental gymnastics.
But
go
you
ahead.
Had no idea when you were saying that. You had no idea what he was capable of. You had never seen him kick a football.
What you guys are forgetting is we had this entire debate before we even knew it was Riley Patterson. It wasn't about Riley Patterson.
Which makes it dumber on your part.
No, it makes it smarter that once again, I am proving to you that the difference between the best kickers, the elite kickers, and by the way, Jason Sanders isn't even in that conversation. He's just a good kicker. And the guys who are at the bottom, who might not be on a team but can be signed, is not that difference. The difference is not that different.
It's as absurd today as when you said it before.
And guess what? It's not absurd because it has been proven. It has been proven, especially with Crowder saying, you know what, Riley Patterson, Jason Sanders, whatever. I don't care which one's back. Why would you ever spend above the minimum on a kicker?
The Patterson report has changed all of kicking analytics for the history of football because the Patterson.
No. You know what has changed? The fact that every single one of these guys can kick 50-plus yarders. Every single
one. Why have some teams gone through three kickers then this season?
Because some kickers are hot. They're in form.
Some kickers are hot.
And then some guys.
Right, I want to get to Park. I'm not doing this again. Oh, it's dumb.
The Panthers are on a two-game win streak. Thank God, man. Thank God.
Because some kickers are hot.
The Heat play the Magic tomorrow in the NBA Cup. The Heat, I don't know if
he's been on 13 teams in 4 years.
But he's as good as Nick Folk.
Come on.
The Heat play the Magic tomorrow in the NBA Cup quarterfinal. The Magic are without Franz Wagner, who's going to be out, Shams Charania is reporting now, 2 to 4 weeks with a high left ankle sprain. That is significant, gentlemen. Miami is a 1.5-point favorite at Orlando tomorrow.
Mm.
I also have a Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show exclusive from Heat practice today regarding Simone Fontecchio, which we'll get in the next hour.
Ooh, exciting.
Hey.
Your weather in South Florida right now, partly cloudy. Tonight the lows are going to drop into Are You Laughing? Oh, I thought Crowder was laughing.
I am laughing.
Visit chillzoneac.com.
Is it you asking somebody a question?
Yeah. It's a conversation I had with Simone Fontecchio, but it is perfect for this show. It is perfect. By the way, Simone Fontecchio, I asked him who he supports in Italy, his soccer team. He said Inter Milan. And I told him, I'm from Uruguay. And he said, Montevideo. And I said, yeah, I mean, me and Simone.
That's what I say. You guys make fun of me for it. That's my Uruguay fact. Montevideo.
Right, but you're not Italian. You don't say it cool.
Well, what does that mean? How come when he says Montevideo, it's like, oh, guess what he said about Uruguay? I've been saying that for 10 years. You guys make fun of me. I bet he doesn't know about these JoJos.
Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, screw him. All right. Chris Perkins is going to join us. We're going to talk some Miami Dolphins with Chris Perkins in the next segment, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Perkins is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and Chris Perkins is a columnist for the Sun Sentinel covering the Dolphins. What a story the Dolphins have turned out to be. So, Perk, they're 6-7. They have the same record as the Chiefs, same record as the Ravens. I mean, what do you do with this team? Winners of 4 in a row, 5 of their last 6. What do you do with them, Perk?
I say let's see how this thing rides out. I like that they're a run-first team right now. I think that's good recognition by Mike McDaniel of what's going to make this team most effective without Tyreek being there. But to me, you know, and I was telling Solana and Tobin this on the pregame yesterday, I don't want this team to celebrate mediocrity. I don't want them to finish 8-9 and start fist pumping like they're Tony Sperano fist pumping a field goal, right? Going, yeah, what a great season. It's not a great season. It's a good finish to a bad start, but it's kind of mediocrity, right? If you finish with 7, 8, or 9 wins, that's mediocre. I don't want to see this team celebrate mediocrity, so I'm glad for the 4-game win streak and the strong finish, but let's keep things in perspective here.
And keep it in perspective, Perk. Why couldn't McDaniels figure that out earlier? You could still throw the ball with Tyreek out there. I mean, you could still run the ball, sorry. Does it take your top player to go down for them to figure out the offense? And it's another slow start, which, correct me if I'm wrong, I think McDaniels had a bunch of slow starts. Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny, Shannon, that Mike was the run game coordinator in San Francisco, but he came here with Tyreek. And it was like, I got this new toy, so I need to experiment with it and play with it. And you know what I used to say about this offense? It was about two things, Tyreek Hill and the threat of Tyreek Hill. And now with Tyreek gone, McDaniel is into his play calling bag, and we're seeing creativity, and we're seeing other guys getting involved. So I think the loss of Tyreek has been a good thing. Why it took them so long to get to the running game, I don't know, because I was yelling for them to do this all along, and I thought they needed a different running back. I was yelling for them to get Dalvin Cook a couple of years ago, which was the wrong name, but the right idea that you need to have more balance in this offense. Now they have it, and the offense is running a lot more efficiently. Even with Tua not playing at a Pro Bowl level, this offense is the most efficient and the most balanced that it's been in the McDaniel era. I think that's a great thing.
Perk, in the hunt, all those graphics, it seems silly because it really felt like after you beat Buffalo, you just squeaked by two really bad football teams in the Commanders and the Saints. So, you know, we talked about it yesterday. We want to see some sort of commanding victory before you feel like the Dolphins can actually do the impossible and it won't end up being just them celebrating mediocrity with a nice little finish at the end of a bad start. Was yesterday enough for you, how they beat the Jets, how commanding that victory was, the hot start, to feel like this team actually can flip some sort of switch, actually has some sort of different edge to them that we just haven't seen yet?
Look, yesterday was good to see for a couple of reasons. I know it was only the Jets, but you did win a cold weather game, which I don't buy into that damn cold weather narrative. But you did win a cold weather game. You did win a road game in December. That's a couple of things that haunted Mike McDaniel teams. Now I want to see you continue to win road games in December. I want to see you win a primetime game Monday night at Pittsburgh. I want to see you beat playoff contending teams like Tampa and New England. I want to see this team do some things that it hasn't necessarily done under Mike McDaniel. That, to me, is a sign of progress. So when you're looking at finishing, 8-9 or 9-8, how did you finish the season? Who did you beat? What did you show us that you haven't shown us in the past? I'm pretty sure they're not going to win a playoff game this season, and that's fine at this point. But show us some progress, because just finishing 8-9 or 9-8, and if you lose to Tampa and New England, that's not really progress. We've seen that movie before. So, Solana, I want to see them do some stuff they haven't shown us before.
And Perkins, are we getting closer and closer to running back? Because to your point, they can go 10-7. I'm with you. I think that, I think they go, 2-2 over the next 4, 3-1 and end up 9-8, 8-9, something like that. Let's say 9-8. They go 9-8. Is that a run it back record, or is the end result, the end of the season resurgence? Is that a catalyst for a run it back with McDaniels and Kelly and Tua and everybody?
You know what, Shannon? What I had said before was they need to take a broom to the whole organization. So Greer, McDaniel, and Tua, sweep them all out and start over again. If Mike McDaniel finishes 9-8. 10-7, and he shows us that he can go to a different offense, right? He's got some versatility, that it's not all about the passing game and Tyreek and Tua, that he acknowledges and recognizes. I can use my offensive line as run blockers, and I can utilize my running backs, and he can show us that dimension, okay, I'm a little more open to it. But if you're going to finish 8-9 or 9-8 and still have that same passing offense and still be relying on Tua's left arm, I'm not with that. I'm not with that because that is proven that it's not effective enough to win a playoff game. You show no progress. You're stagnant. You're mediocre. You're in the same spot. So as Mike opens up the offense and shows me other things, and look, on the other side of the ball, this is becoming a turnover-producing defense, right? They are now minus one in turnover margin, which is tied for 15th in the league. They've been plus seven the last six games. So that's something else, a big play defense. If you can show me different dimensions to this team, I'm definitely more open to Mike McDaniel coming back because you've recognized that what I've done wasn't good enough. I need to do something different, and you're actually doing something different, and it's being effective.
I think all of us would be surprised if they go to Pittsburgh and win in prime time in December against a quality coach, quality quarterback, quality competition. Do you think they'll go to Pittsburgh Monday and beat the Steelers?
I do. You know what? It's a good time for football in Miami, right? The Dolphins are hot. UM is in the playoffs. And I'll even throw Inter-Miami in, right? That's football in Miami. They won the title. So I'm going to ride this football thing until the wheels fall off. I am going to pick the Dolphins to beat the Steelers. And now you're 7-7, and let's see how things shake out. There's a lot of tiebreakers. I think the Dolphins are, I want to say, 3-6 in the conference. I want to say that off the top of my head. So the tiebreaker thing is going to be shaky. But, hey, just keep winning, and we'll see what happens.
Hey, Perk, how surprised are you? Maybe you're not surprised at how competent, one, the offensive line looks, but two, more importantly, Jonas Savainaya looks. I mean, that – if we're going to crush him earlier in the season, I think it's fair to point out that he's been solid and the offensive line overall has maybe been the most consistent unit outside of Devon Achane and the running backs over the past, 4 weeks now?
Yep, 100% right, Salon. And look, as long as I will credit the offensive line. You're 100% right. And they made this shift to run blocking, and they've done this despite James Daniels and Austin Jackson being out. Larry Borum and Cole Strange come in. Savainaya starts off rough, but he's smoothing things out. He's looking good right now. I will also credit Mike McDaniel and the organization for draft and develop, right? Because, you know, and I say this, and with the trenches, it started last year with Chop Robinson and Patrick Paul, this year Kenneth Grant and Jonas Savainaya, but the draftees in this class keep getting better, right? So when you look at Kenneth Grant and Jonas Bainaya and Jordan Phillips and Dante Trader and Jason Marshall and Zeke Biggers, everybody but Quinn Ewers, they're developing right before our eyes. I don't know if they're good enough this year to win a playoff game. Probably not. But give them an offseason, see what they do next year. So the draft and develop is working well. The offensive line is working well. Run first is working well. These are things that we hadn't seen from the Dolphins. These are signs of progress. It's reason for encouragement for me. So, yeah, I'm with you, Solana. I will tip my hat to that old line and to Jonas Savainaya in particular. He's done a great job in the second half of the season.
Sounds like to me, Perk, we got rid of Chris Greer a little too fast if all these guys are developing this quickly.
I swear, I think they should bring him back next season. Say, we made a mistake.
That's right. Hey, you know what? I said last week on my podcast, the Dolphins deep dive with Kirk and Dave Hyde was on there. I was like, so, Hyde, should we put a little bit more respect on Chris Greer's name? Like, I'm not saying he should be back, but they're winning with the players that he selected. And Hyde was adamant. No. Who did he draft? What did he do when he was here? I was like, all right, Hyde, you know, I'm just asking a question. Maybe we should put a little more respect on that man's name. I don't know, but Hyde wasn't down for that. But I think maybe we should put a little bit more respect on Chris Greer's name. Not that he should have his job back, but a little bit more respect. They're winning with his talent, right?
I think y'all aren't funny down as hell. I think it'd be funny as hell, man, if they say we're going to do an off-season search for the most qualified general manager, and they come back and announce Chris Greer is the most qualified general manager we've seen his work put together a decent roster.
Give him a promotion, football operations or something. Make him more important.
That's right. Give him a bigger
Chris
goal.
Perkins.
We were wrong.
Read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Thank you, Perk.
All right, guys.
There you go, Chris Perkins. Crowder's going to leave us a little bit early today. We're going to miss you, Crowder, but we'll be able to handle the 4 o'clock hour without you.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.